Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking a front that's 2 hour north. It's going to be drifting southward and bring some storms tonight near the Virginia line. We have a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms. I'll show you what to expect.
Also, just take a look at this in Rocky Mount. This is a live look right now at a plane that crashed in the middle of a neighborhood, leaving those folks shaken.
And look at there. There's a daggone plane done crashed in the middle of the street.
And Nick Perlin is there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker as authorities are trying to learn what led to that crash.
A historic day today in New York. For the first time, a criminal trial for a former president is getting started. What to expect today as Donald Trump is in a New York courtroom for his hush money trial.
And today is the last day to file your taxes. Coming up, what you need to know in case you missed that deadline.
It is tax day. It's also Monday, and we're back with you to get your whole work week started. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Monday here. A lot going on today, certainly. And weather taking center stage with the heat that we're going to feel. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with a look at that severe risk for us.
You know, a lot of times we have severe storms that come with heat, or at least thunderstorms that come with some hot temperatures. This is going to be along a front that's up to our north right now, drifting southward. All the counties that border Virginia are in a level 1 risk, and then Northampton County is in a level 2 risk, along with just a sliver of Mecklenburg County, Virginia. If you're not up near the Virginia line, you probably are not going to see these storms at all. And this may be more of a wind damage, hail sort of threat. It doesn't look like we would have much of a tornado threat with this system. This morning, all is quiet, but I am tracking that front up to the north, which will continue to drift southward as we head through the day. So we'll push it on out, and we get to lunchtime, and we're still all quiet. There's 5 o'clock, and then by 8 or 9, we start to see these showers and thunderstorms. And by 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, they've dissipated and stayed right up there near the Virginia line. But this front here will drift across our area and help to bring more scattered thunderstorms for tomorrow afternoon and evening. And I'll walk you through that in just a few minutes. We take a live look at Rocky Mount Mills, where it is a pleasant start this morning, 59. Our dew point's 49, so that puts us in the very nice category. But we'll talk more about what our humidity will do this week with our temperatures climbing coming up. It's clear this morning, so we have the top of the tower lit in blue. It's 48 up in Roxboro, chilly there, but most of us are seeing temperatures in the mid to upper 50s to low 60s. It's going to be a toasty afternoon with a high of 88 degrees, and we'll continue to see 80s for much of this week, Brian.
It is 6:02 right now, and we're following some breaking news in the New Hill area of southwestern Wake County. Apparently a pretty serious crash at the intersection of Avon Ferry Road at Bartley-Holloman Road. Fairly rural area, so it probably will not affect too many commutes this morning, but just a heads up. It looks like that may be there for a while. We're getting Sky 5 ready to go up in the air and get us some aerial shots of that crash, so stay tuned. As soon as we get some new information, we'll let you know. On the north side of Raleigh, we still have that minor crash reported on Creedmoor Road near Lynn Road. Not seeing big delays at this point. Elsewhere, our major routes are looking okay.
Brian, thanks. A stunning scene this morning in a residential area of Rocky Mount. Neighbors were jarred awake when this plane came crashing down into a street in front of their home. The crash happened just before midnight on West Raleigh Boulevard. Nick Perlin is there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker this morning. And Nick, the pilot was able to walk away without any injuries.
And Renee, that's pretty miraculous given just how shocking this scene is behind me. You can see that plane right there on the grass here, right by Raleigh Boulevard. It's just an extraordinary scene. A lot of people who are waking up at this hour are surely going to be stunned when they drive and walk by. I do want to get behind the camera and give you a better look at this plane. Now, I'm going to zoom in real quick and I'm going to focus the camera up. So just bear with me real quick. And you can see right there, it looks like one of the wings of that plane was knocked off when it crashed. You can also see right there the other wing is on the ground. You can see it crumpled up, a lot of damage there on the grass. I'm also going to tilt the camera just over a little bit. You can see that bus stop right there. That bus stop is actually what law enforcement tell me the plane clipped into on its way down. And actually right in front of it, it looks like that's the other wing of that plane. Now I'm going to zoom out just a little bit just to give you a better look at what we're we're seeing out here. We do know law enforcement have this part of West Raleigh Boulevard completely blocked off all the way from Edward Street down to Nashville Road. And when I got here at around 2 a.m., there were a lot of people walking around just checking out what you're seeing on your screen right now. This is what they had to say early this morning.
Driving home and seeing that the road was blocked off. And look at there. There's a daggone plane done crashed in the middle of the street. It's incredible. I never seen anything like it before in my life.
Now, law enforcement tells us the FAA will be here at around 8 to investigate more of what led to this plane crash behind me. Which is an absolutely stunning scene here this morning. We're going to stay on top of this, and when we have new information, we'll be sure to update you. Live in Rocky Mount, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
Breaking news, police are on the campus of North Carolina A&T, and they say someone fired shots inside a residence hall there. So the school issued an Aggie alert just after midnight. The alert says shots were fired inside Barbie Hall. No injuries were reported. School officials are asking people to stay away from that area while police investigate. And more breaking news, a portion of North New Hope Road reopened just before 3 this morning after a crash left 4 people hurt. Police say it was a head-on crash that happened early this morning with 2 adults and 2 children in one of the cars. They were taken to the hospital by someone who came on that scene. They are expected to recover. The driver of the other car involved in this stayed on the scene. Police haven't said if anyone will face charges.
Happening today, for the first time in history, a criminal trial for a former president of the United States is getting started. Today, prosecutors and lawyers for Donald Trump will begin jury selection in Trump's hush money trial in New York. All told, the trial is expected to last 6 to 8 weeks. Trump will be in court today. He's expected to be there every day until the jury reaches a verdict. Trump is charged with 34 low-level felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up efforts to hide secrets from voters during the 2016 campaign. That includes the Stormy Daniels situation, a $130,000 hush money payment that was mislabeled as legal services. Is at the center of the case. WRAL spoke with Shane Stansberry. He's a Duke law professor and former federal prosecutor about what we can expect to see in this trial.
The things that I'm going to be looking for in the case early on are how the prosecution presents its theory of the case. The expectation is that this is going to be presented as a case about elections and that the falsification was for the purpose of committing to cover up election crimes.
Jury selection is expected to last at least a week. Trump says he's considering doing campaign events at night after attending court each day.
Time's running out for you to file your 2023 tax returns with the IRS. The deadline is at midnight tonight. Got to get them done before then. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey's at the post office on Tryon Road in Raleigh this morning. Kelsey, always a mad dash. We're waiting for this. What do folks know to get this done today?
Jeff, we're expecting to see some folks here at the post office trying to file their taxes at the last minute. And you may be one of those people who is doing this, getting their paperwork together later today. If you don't think that you'll be ready to file by midnight, you can receive a file extension. Keep in mind that extension is only to file your return. You still have to pay in any outstanding balance to the IRS. And if you don't, you'll get a 5% penalty on your unpaid taxes each month you're late. Even if you're scrambling at the last minute to file, remember, review your information before you send it.
Double check it, right? Sometimes you can transpose your numbers. Sometimes if you want direct deposit, you may transpose your bank account and it just takes it longer to get your refund. So it's important that you double check your information to make sure everything's accurate.
We've heard from viewers who already filed and are still waiting on their state returns. The Department of Revenue says those returns are not delayed. They just started issuing them last month. So if you filed a while back and haven't received your state return yet, you should be getting that within the next 2 weeks. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
First Lady Jill Biden will visit North Carolina today. She will travel to Greenville and Greensboro. The longtime teacher plans to highlight the importance of expanding career-connected learning in high school and college. She'll make stops at Pitt Community College and Guilford Technical Community College. You can read more about the First Lady's visit online at WRAL.com.
Today, you can help NC State celebrate the Wolfpack's historic college basketball season. Crowds packed the foot of the bell tower to honor both the men's and women's postseason runs all the way to the Final Four, and you're invited to do it one more time at a special event tonight. It starts at 8 o'clock at the foot of the bell tower. Both Wolfpack teams will be there with coaches Kevin Keats and Wes Moore. The city of Raleigh will close Hillsborough Street between Oberlin Road and Horn Street for this event. Parking will be available after 5 at the Reynolds Coliseum parking deck, the Jeter Bays, Sass Lot, and the Dan Allen deck. WRAL will bring you this entire celebration right into your living room. You can watch the whole thing live on WRAL News Plus. That's available over the air on Channel 34, on Spectrum Channel 1257, and on your smart TV. You can also watch on WRAL.com and the WRAL News app.
Oil prices may be spiking today. Why experts say they will be closely watching those numbers when the markets open this morning.
In an effort to keep teens safer behind the wheel, the push to make them more defensive drivers and bring down the number of crashes.
And we have a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms late tonight up near the Virginia line. I'll show you when that could sink a little farther south across the area coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
We have a level 1 risk for severe storms in our counties that border Virginia. And then up in Mecklenburg County and Northampton County, it's a level 2 risk, mainly for hail. It doesn't look like a big tornado threat. And if you're not in one of those counties affected by that those severe weather threats, you're not likely to even see storms at all, at least tonight. But tomorrow that changes. This is a look at what it should be up near the Virginia line. But around the Triangle area southward will most likely be completely dry with this round. But that front will settle in over us and bring us a chance for storms for tomorrow. We'll walk through that coming up. The sun's starting to light us up there in Chapel Hill and all across the viewing area. Pretty sunrise. Our skies are clear. Our temperatures are pleasant. 61, 62 in Lewisburg, Southern Pines, mid to upper 50s elsewhere.
6:14 right now. We are following that breaking news in the New Hill area. Apparently a serious crash at New Hill Holloman at Rex Road there, not too far from Harris Lake. Sky 5 just minutes away from the scene. As soon as they get there, we'll bring you those live pictures. Also on the north side of Raleigh, we've been watching a report of a minor crash on Creedmoor Road near Lynn Road. It looks like that is largely cleared at this point, maybe moved over into a parking lot. Certainly not seeing any big delays there. Elsewhere around the Triangle, our major routes are looking good, Renee.
Brian, thanks. Today, the man accused of killing Moore County woman Alicia Watts is due back in a courtroom. James Dunmore is expected to face a judge in Montgomery County again today. He is charged with killing Watts last year. Her body was found in August behind a cemetery in Montgomery County, more than a month after she disappeared. Last month, Dunmore's attorney asked for him to be released on bond while he awaits trial. That came after an autopsy ruled Watts' cause of death to be undetermined because her body was too badly decomposed. A judge denied that motion.
We might see oil prices on the rise today when the stock market opens this morning. Analysts are predicting prices could spike after Iran's attack on Israel this weekend. Oil was already at a six-month high on Friday. Experts say this weekend's attack hasn't caused any slowdown in production. They also say the price hike could be short-lived.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, Jeff, we are taking a look at stock futures this morning from CNBC. And right now, oil prices are actually in the red. They are down slightly. They were down slightly yesterday, and that has trickled into this morning. But stock futures, Dow Jones is up 110 points this morning, S&P up about 25 points. The Dow saw its worst week of the year last week, and S&P posted its worst day since January on Friday. We'll have to see what these numbers do later on in the morning. The opening bell is at 9:30 on Fox 50.
Michelle, thanks. According to the CDC, teenagers are 3 times more likely to be in a crash than drivers over the age of 20. A group made a stop in Raleigh this weekend to try and change those numbers. Brakes was founded in 2008 by racing driver Doug Herbert after his 2 sons were killed in a car crash. The program has trained thousands of teens across the country for free. Instructors visited the Highway Patrol driving and training facility off Tryon Road.
We are doing everything we can to provide try to provide the skills necessary to make sure nobody's involved in a fatal car crash.
According to the organization, teens who go through this defensive driving program are 64% less likely to get in a crash within their first 3 years.
This morning on Today, the countdown is on to the Olympics. Some of America's best are helping to kick off the show's week-long coverage. Hopefuls from USA Gymnastics teams will join Savannah and Hoda to talk about how they're preparing for Paris. And if that's not enough, the stars from the USA Women's Soccer team will also join the show in the third hour. Today airs right here on WRL, beginning at 7 this morning. Conversation with Caitlin Clark is on tap with the WNBA draft coming up, and so a lot of good stuff happening here today. A very busy Monday morning. Elizabeth Gardner is over in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now with a look around town.
And a lot to talk about with weather as well, but it is a nice quiet morning. We take a live look at Goldsboro. Pretty sunrise in progress. Apex and Chapel Hill both clear. Chapel Hill courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course Fayetteville. That's our newsroom there on Hay Street. We're watching a cold front. That's going to affect our weather for the next 2 days. First of all, it's not going to have a huge effect on us today. We're going to be very warm on this side of the front. And as long as that front is to our north, temperatures are going to be pretty toasty. But we'll see some changes to that over the week ahead. Along the Virginia line, we have a level one risk for severe storms. And then in Northampton County and just a sliver of Mecklenburg County, it's a level two risk. This doesn't look like a big tornado threat, but it does look like maybe some large hail and some potential wind damage in those counties. Let's follow Futurecast this morning. That front stays well to the north of us and just sort of drops in slowly. That's 5 o'clock with any of those storms still well to the north. By the time we get to 9 or 10, we're seeing some of those thunderstorms along the Virginia line, but we really never see that across the triangle. It starts to fizzle out by about 3 or 4 a.m. and never really makes it all the way down into the triangle. But eventually this front will sink farther to the south, and at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, we're seeing plenty of sunshine. It'll be a pleasant day. There's lunchtime. But after lunchtime, we begin to see some showers and storms developing. You can see at 5 o'clock, a few cells there. Some of those could be on the strong side, and they're going to be with us through the evening commute and dinner time, and then lifting northward as that warm front pushes northward as well. It still doesn't look like a whole lot of rain. Certainly today's potential or tonight's is really minimal. And even tomorrow, it's likely to be pretty light. A half an inch, potentially maybe a quarter of an inch, depending on exactly where you are and if you find yourself under one of those storms. So we do have that chance of some showers and thunderstorms overnight. And then tomorrow is a 30% chance. Other than that, we're dry through Friday, but looking ahead, we have a chance of some rain over the weekend. It's not going to be a washout. This is Saturday at 6 a.m., and much of the first half of Saturday stays dry, and then in the afternoon and evening, some scattered showers or thunderstorms, especially in our southern counties. And Sunday right now looks like the same story. We're going to see a front that stalled to the south, so Sunday we'll see the best chance of any rain, mainly in our southern counties. So we'll be tracking that. You know, we may have to adjust it a little bit between now and the weekend, but it doesn't look like it'll be a washout. Highs are in the 80s from today all the way through Saturday. And then Sunday, with that front coming through, we're seeing temperatures closer to normal at 70, Brian.
Elizabeth, breaking news here at 620. A serious crash in the New Hill area in southwestern Wake County at New Hill Holloman Road at Rex Road. Sky 5 just arrived on the scene a couple of minutes ago, and you can see that serious crash there. It looks like we have a vehicle on its side, and it looks like that section of that road, at least, is blocked right now as they work to get this cleared. We're working in the newsroom to find out more about this crash. We have some reports there may be some serious injuries with this. So avoid using New Hill Holloman Road at Rex Road there on the southern side of Wake County in the New Hill area, not too far from Harris Lake. Elsewhere around the triangle right now, we're in pretty good shape. No problem showing up on our major routes in Wake, Durham, or Orange County. Of course, in the southern part of Rocky Mount, where that plane went down, that section of Raleigh Boulevard is still closed around Nashville Road and Edward Street. Not sure how long it's going to be closed, so expect a detour there on the south side of downtown Rocky Mount.
Thanks, Brian. We're following breaking news this morning after a plane came crashing down onto a street just outside homes. Authorities say the pilot was able to get out safely, which neighbors say has them stunned.
And a huge surprise just hours ago at Coachella. Will Smith's return to the concert stage. That's coming up in What's Trending.
Nah, nah, nah. The good guy dressed in black. Remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. Title held by me and my...
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Coachella still has one more weekend to go, but we have already seen some memorable moments.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Will Smith just hours ago made a surprise appearance on stage. Listen to this. Smith went on stage during J Balvin's set and performed Men in Black with green aliens dancing in the background there. Smith sang a portion of that song and resurrected some dance moves from that music video.
And keeping with the moving theme, Smith closed out his performance by whipping out a memory-erasing neuralizer and then just disappearing. So Agent J back on stage at Coachella. How fun.
They must have gone crazy on that stage.
Yeah. Ahead of tonight's WNBA draft, Caitlin Clark made a surprise appearance on SNL. She joined Weekend Update to take Michael Che to task for making jokes, or for his jokes, making fun of women's sports. The segment ended with her presenting Che with a signed apron because he had joked earlier about Iowa retiring her jersey and replacing it with an apron.
Yeah, this is pretty good. She is really taking to the limelight since her career ended, and she took him to task pretty well there since she set the record for three-pointers. She said, I have some pointers for you, and one of them was to be funnier.
It worked. Well, Caitlin Clark will also be on the Today Show this morning. She talks with NBC's Stephanie Gosk about her historic college career and her hopes for her new chapter as she goes pro. That's all coming up at 7 on Today. And we take a look at our severe weather threat, and it's a level 1 and 2 risk for our northern counties. I'll show you the timeline and when it could be more widespread. We're following breaking news this morning in Rocky Mount. The wreckage of a plane in the middle of a street after a crash. Nick Perlin is there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker, where he talked with neighbors about what they saw.